Hey, Bears fans, this is Cole Wright from Marquee Sports Network. Now, we know you can never get enough Bears, so join us Tuesday for Bear Essentials, a recap of this week's Bears action and analysis of the week ahead. Then, we'll re-air this week's Bears game at 7 o'clock on Marquee Sports Network.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
I have a chance to meet my hero, sort of, and I could spend money on it, and I want to throw that at you guys here in a bit.
Gar Foreman?
It's not Gar Foreman. I've met Gar Foreman. This is someone I have not met before, and he's one of my heroes. I'll bring that up here in a minute. I want to get to Billy in Lake Forest. I promised he's going to get the floor. And Billy in Waddle's hometown, now his adopted hometown of Lake Forest. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Billy?
Thank you guys for having me on. I was wondering what you guys think about some of the later first-round quarterbacks, of the quarterbacks playing in the conference championships this weekend. Brady went in the sixth round, famously. Aaron Rodgers went 26 overall. Josh Allen went outside the top 10. Mahomes was seven, wasn't he?
Wasn't Josh Allen seven? I think Josh was inside the top
10. Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. I misspoke. Mahomes was 12th, right, obviously.
Yeah.
Why are we just not trusting Pace to hit with the QB pick? Because I can understand that, but I feel like because we're not getting Trevor Lawrence, we're not getting Justin Fields, everyone's jumping onto the Deshaun Watson train, which I would love, but I don't think it's terribly realistic. What about someone like Trey Lance or Mac Jones for the Bears?
I think it's a good point, Billy. I don't know anything about Trey Lance other than he played one game this year, and it was a game that they set up so that actually NFL scouts could see him play. I love what I've seen from Mac Jones. I don't know how it translates. Like, at the next level, he's going to have to make some tight window throws as opposed to throwing the ball. All he had to do was throw it in a certain zip code, and his guys were usually wide open and would get it. But I thought his accuracy was really good. I don't know how great an athlete he is, and in the next level, he's going to have some escapability. But to counter that, I think, and this was a question Sylvie asked on the text chain, I think he does do a good job climbing the pocket, moving around. He does some of the things that good quarterbacks do. I think it's a good question, though, Billy. I mean, if you're drafting 20th, it doesn't mean that you can't find a guy. You just got to be good at identifying that guy, and then you got to develop him.
I mean, heck, Lamar Jackson went 32nd overall just 2 years ago. Now he's going to be reigning MVP.
You're right.
It's a great point, Russell Wilson. We've talked a lot about it. You're right. Good call, Billy. Thanks for dialing in. 332-3776. Cameron on the north side. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Cameron?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I've been listening to all these callers, man. I just got two things to say. Like, first, that's why we are mediocre, is because we keep trying to just find the guy. If we can't do it, you want to let Pace try that again when he couldn't even do it with the number two overall? Nah, I'm done with it. They need to fix their mistakes, go get Watson. Now, that leads to my second question. What would you guys feel about us depleting the defense a little bit, maybe throwing them Akeem Hicks, maybe throwing in Fuller and a number one, and then we get Watson here, and then we have some longevity. We have a lifespan to our quarterback position finally and be done with it. What do you guys think about just getting rid of some defensive players maybe and fixing our offense?
Well, I would be willing to send a package that included a couple of first-round picks and one of the defensive players. I don't know whether or not that's still going to be enough, Cameron, to compete with some of the other teams.
Can you climb the draft? Can you climb the draft, Waddle, by trading your first-round pick, your 20th overall pick, and one of your prime defensive players, Eddie Jackson, someone like that, and get towards 10? And then that way, when you start making the offer, now you have the 12th overall pick or whatever. You know, I'm just the 10th overall pick and other stuff to give to Houston. Because if Houston's greatest want is a high draft pick, I don't know if they are open to your number 20. Is there another way to climb the draft by trading stuff?
I don't think it's very likely. I mean, I don't think they want to buy other people's high-priced items. They may want somebody that's accomplished that will come and bolster a spot. But when you're making a deal like this, what you're looking to do is really load up on early first-round picks.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. I'm not saying you go to Houston. I'm saying you go to another team first and you say, look, I need a headline pick to get to Houston. I can't offer them the 20th pick.
How high are you going
to
get?
So that's what I'm asking. Like, if you offer one of your stud defensive players, I don't know if Mac is even tradable, but somebody, you know, I don't know what Eddie Jackson's value is right now when he can't make a tackle. I don't know how.
That creativity is what you're going to have to tap, because currently where you are in the draft isn't going to get it done.
Right.
I mean, like, these are all things that the brain trust up there in Lake Forest needs to be sitting in a room and talking about. What is the best offer? How could we manufacture the best possible offer? Like, there are some also, there are some salary cap ramifications, I believe, if you do trade guys. Like, I think if you traded Khalil Mack, I don't know the specifics, but because his contract has been pushed back, isn't some of that bonus money going to accelerate, and then you're going to have some dead cap space? So some of these guys, as good as they are, may not be great pieces to trade because of their contract status.
Mike and Berwin, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mikey?
Well, I'm just sitting here, and it came to me. I think I've solved your nickname problem for Pace and Nagy.
Good.
The ketchup guys. Because just like your old girlfriend, Ketchup Girl, in the beginning, you thought it was going to be all sunshine and rainbows, but it turned out to be the same old crap.
I think Ketchup Girl, I don't know that you ever thought that that was going to go a long way, right?
No. It was more of a hookup.
Yeah.
And so we hooked up one night. This is back in my single days. We hooked up. She stayed over. And then we went to a Starbucks, the old Starbucks that you and I used to go to before the Ditka show. Remember in the sort of West Loopish area there?
I was Ketchup Girl before Ketchup Girl.
There was just our Starbucks, okay? All right. So I'm like, hey, you want to get some breakfast? Because I thought there was a chance that maybe we would date. We ended up not dating. And we're sitting there at the table. And she bought a sandwich, one of the hot sandwiches, and she pulled out her own ketchup bottle. And I said, what is that? She goes, none of these places have enough ketchup for me. The ketchup packages don't do the trick. I love ketchup. I need ketchup. So she took in her purse the full bottle of Heinz ketchup with her. And I told that story back in the day.
Yeah.
When we first started, and people thought like I had this long history with Ketchup Girl. I think maybe we went on one more date after that. I think we're Facebook friends right now.
Are you? I'd have more respect for her if she pulled out a bottle of Irish whiskey.
Yes.
Right. You know what? Where can I get a drink?
None of these places have enough whiskey for me.
Yes.
Like, ketchup? Okay. This girl's drinking whiskey at 10.
I got a good way to get rid of a hangover. Yeah. You want some whiskey?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. But that was one of the oddest things I've ever seen in my life. When, you know, there are certain things that
did that relationship last?
Not like one more day, two more maybe. And like, I'm quirky. I know this. I'm aware. I'm a weird dude. But
you bring baseball cards with you.
Even I knew not to bring baseball cards on the first date or second date. You know what I mean? Like, there are certain things that you hide because you know that you're super weird that you don't want to unveil until you're in a little more comfort. And I just thought to her that she wasn't very aware to whip out a ketchup bottle.
You want to see my Rick Russell rookie card?
I got a Paul and Rick Russell tandem card. They're split right there.
I have a piece of the ivy from left field in my pocket.
I stole it when I was at the fantasy camp, and I've preserved it in this super glue that it doesn't make it go brown.
Do you find me sexy?
Here are all the scorecards when I keep score at baseball games.
This is from Keith Moreland's 100th RBI game, and I got it signed at a baseball card shop.
Want to go to Cancun with me next weekend?
Do you want to see my Michael Jordan gel pack from the sick game? It's got his DNA on it.
Put the lotion in the basket.
So that leads me good into this. This is 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. More of your calls. I want to ask you guys this, though, too. You can weigh in on this, too. Who's one of my all-time heroes? My sports heroes, you've made fun of me. I've never met him. You've talked to him, and I've talked to him. I've never met him in person.
Al Michaels.
Not Al Michaels. Athlete? Bigger than Al Michaels. Yes.
Bigger than Al Michaels?
Yes. Who did you say that I wanted to be an honorary member of the family?
Peyton Manning.
Yes.
The Manning family. You wanted to be Skyler Manning.
So I got an email.
Which is odd because I don't know why you came up with that name.
It's such a fun family, though.
I know it's a fun family, but how did you come up with, like, if you were going to be an honorary Manning and you had to change your name, why would you be Skyler Manning?
When we were on vacation once and we were talking about having our first child, if we were going over names, this was even before Mason was possible, okay? We were going through one night drunk talking about possible names, and my wife brought up Skyler, and I said, I'm not naming my son Skyler. So then I think that's how I picked Skyler for me. I got this from one of the credit card companies. You know, like how American Express has like these virtual experiences, or back in the day before the pandemic, you could go. Like one time I hosted a Bob Knight meet and greet. It was at the John Hancock Center. And the 95th floor, and people, like, through this credit card company, like, you pay a fee and you get to go and you ask questions.
And then Bob swears at all of you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going back to Indiana.
For an extra 20,000 points, I'll throw a chair at you.
So is this worth it? Because I would love, in a heartbeat, I'd be there if this was an in-person thing. Like, if I found out that this could be a real deal. For $125, it's the Peyton and Cooper Manning virtual experience. $125.
Yeah, do it.
Gear up for the big game with a virtual chalk talk with Peyton Manning,
yes,
moderated by his older brother, Cooper Manning. The brothers will discuss growing up in a football family, Peyton's experience with championship wins, and thoughts on the upcoming big game.
Yes.
Card members will have the opportunity to submit questions prior to the event for a hosted Q&A. Questions may be limited based on timing. This virtual experience includes access for one screen and one gift box containing a commemorative Peyton Manning item. They don't tell you what. A copy of NFL Heroes, the 100 Greatest Players of All Times, and specially curated snack items for the big game.
I don't even need to hear anymore. Yes, that's the best.
But here's my question to
you
guys.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Isn't this just like watching him on TV?
Yes.
How is that? I'm not meeting him.
Because, okay, if this was like Cameo and this was like $125 to get a message from Peyton, or if you could spend more money and guarantee that your question be asked. So you like,
right,
you could say, hey, come run the Bears. Question,
right. Would you be president of the Bears? And Zoom.
Let me ask you a question. Where else can you get this experience for free?
The television?
He's not doing this elsewhere.
Well, but I'm an ESPN Plus member. I could put on Peyton's Places and have fun with David Letterman and Peyton Manning do an episode.
What's the show he does where he breaks down the film called on ESPN Plus?
Well, he and Cooper are going to break down the Super Bowl for you.
I know, but is that worth $125 if I don't get to meet him or say hi?
Yes. Like, what's the difference if you put on a serious XM channel to listen to Pearl Jam, or you go to the game, or you go to the concert, rather.
Sirius XM's like $10 a month. This is $125 for one event.
This is like going to a concert.
See, would you pay for a virtual concert $125?
If I like
to watch it on TV?
If I like the band enough, yes. I would.
I got like a $20 max on virtual concerts that I've watched this year. Sylvie, the only way I think this would be worth it is if you could use this in conversation. And the only place I think you could use this in conversation were if Waddle were having a Super Bowl party, if this was a non-pandemic year. Because then you could be watching the game in whatever room you're choosing to watch. You'd be like, Peyton said, watch out for that blitz. and you could use it in conversation.
But it's
like,
not going to be during the game.
No, it's not during the game. It's February 1st.
He's giving you insight into the game. You could use this while you're in your everyday conversation, as if you did actually talk to Peyton Manning.
So if this was the Bob,
$25. It's not $10,000.
I would pay, if this was an in-person thing, easily that. I would pay $250 to meet Peyton.
Well, you're not getting that for $250 or $150.
You don't think so?
No, that's a $1,000 minimum that if you are going to be invited to that.
So has anyone done these virtual things, or is it just like watching a TV show? Is it a waste of money? 332-3776.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Here's a comp.
Yo.
This is going to make you uneasy, Waddle.
Why?
From MJ on the virtual experience, he says, don't do it, Sylvie. Total waste. It's not apples to apples, but it's like the people that pay for a porn star on OnlyFans when they could just watch for free on Pornhub.
Say that again? Read that again?
I don't think Waddle. Do you know what OnlyFans is?
No.
Okay. So explain it, Sylvie.
I don't know what it is either. Okay, so I would assume, is this a chance when you have a chance to meet?
No, you don't meet them. Basically, if you pay for someone's OnlyFans, they post specific content that's for OnlyFans.
It would
only
be
fans.
As if it's a private Twitter feed just for you.
So, but everyone that pays for it gets the same gets the same stuff.
Yeah.
So it'd be like if
there's
Waddle...
There's a paywall you subscribe.
Why do
it's like
I have
being a
to
VIP
be
member. Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of like being a VIP for people that you want to see naked.
And how much does
and
that
DJ
cost?
Kyle. Depends on the,
to you,
the starlet.
It's up to
what
it's
is
up
the
to you.
Average cost for that experience?
So DJ Khaled just launched one today that's supposed to be uplifting and provide motivational speeches and stuff like that. And his is $30 a month, I believe. I don't know. I'm not on OnlyFans.
Listen, I mean, there are certain things that you're willing to get outside of your discretionary spending limits for. And I would think an opportunity to, like, even in your mind, to just kind of drift away and think, like Cooper and Peyton are talking to you, Skyler, through your computer.
But they're
would
not.
Be worth
there's
$125.
Other, there's hundreds. There's maybe 100 other fans out there, and they're doing the same thing. And they're not. If I would have a chance to ask one question, I would probably do it.
Really,
Ms. Marka from Skokie, Illinois.
Whoa! What's the payoff for that? That he gets to answer your question? Does that make you like? Is that you feel like you're getting a shout out?
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just a show. It's like so. We're members of the SAG-AFTRA union, and they have all the SAG-AFTRA awards are coming up right at the end of January.
No, they moved them, but yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, back when you know what's Creek ended, okay? They offered this really cool thing where I got to see the four stars of You Know What's Creek do a roundtable discussion. And it was hosted by the guy, the woman who used to be married to Ben Affleck. What's her name? Jennifer Garner?
Jennifer Garner, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what's in your wallet?
Yes, exactly, for the credit card company. So Jennifer Garner was on my screen with the You Know What Creek cast doing this thing. But even though this was exclusive content for me, I was watching a TV show. And it was cool that it was free, so it was like a show.
Okay,
but there
I got a solution for you. Don't spend the money and move on.
Okay.
How about that? How about that? Is that a good explanation
move
for
on,
you?
Move on, idiot. There's
well, I mean,
your
it's
answer.
Like, it's just like, hey, one of the kids is not going to be able to go to college for his first year because it's going to cost me $54,000 to see Cooper and Peyton, you know, previewing the Super Bowl, so I can't do it. It's $125. A lot of money, but for someone like you that loves the Mannings.
If I could look him in the eye.
What is the cost that you think this experience would be worth?
To just watch it where there's no guarantee that even my written question wouldn't get answered, $25.
I don't know why you're all hung up on the written question being answered by you.
Because what is the personalized experience then is my point. Well, now, maybe the gear that they're giving you, they're promising you like a Peyton Manning commemorative item.
Maybe
that's
you
open
could get one, a pair of Peyton's underwear. Would that make it worthy for you? I mean, like, oh, you
cut
got
that meat.
I will give. Excuse me.
Remember the commercial?
I will give you $250 if you answer my question. Really? Like, you are the king of the shout out too. Like, you love a good greeny
yes,
shout out, don't you?
I used
you?
To call in the B96 when I was a kid for the shout outs. WLS back in the day.
I don't think you're going to get this. I mean, how much do you like Peyton Manning? You love him.
Yes.
Cooper's hilarious.
And that's the other fun part. Like, Peyton yes. Manning doing Saturday Night Live. And I watched. Whoa. Oh, this is. Whoa. I was thinking this, too, Abdallah and Black.
Were
this
you worried
awesome.
About this? Were you worried about this?
No. Oh, well, I saw your, it, and, I'm, and I was thinking.
And your
we
meat
haven't
hat.
Had chatter in a while.
Your what hat? Put on your meat pants and your sausage hat.
Your meat pants.
Because according to Adam Johns, the Bears have interviewed team legend Mike Singletary for their defensive coordinator opening earlier this week. Yeah!
Why would I put my meat pants on?
Because sausage, Ditka, what? Meats.
Well, that's Ditka. This is Mike.
Same thing, 85 Bears. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? Waddle, how dare you?
You take your pants off for Singletary. Isn't that what he did as the Niners?
Stop. You know what? We know the story. You went down that road when we were interviewing him, and I had to answer to him. And I felt like a child that was being scolded when Mike told me he was very disappointed in me. And I was like, I almost cried on the dais of that stage.
How dare you?
You were hosting what was it?
I was hosting the 85 Bear like reunion thing. And Mike came up to me. I played with Mike for 4 years.
And what was it, like 6 months before then when we had Singletary on?
Yeah, and he told
and you're
me.
Like,
and
don't
I
ask him about
and I
the
wasn't
pants.
The jackass asking him about the pants. It was you.
I asked him. I go, Mike, what was going through your head when you gave your motivational speech and you pulled down your pants in San Francisco?
Yeah, and I got painted with that brush. And I had to stand there, and like I loved Mike as a teammate. I had the ultimate respect for him, knowing he was going to be a future Hall of Famer. And I had to stand there, and like it was a great honor because I was the MC of this great event with pretty much everyone on that 85 team except for a couple of people. And Mike came over and told me that he was disappointed in me that the question was asked. And I immediately threw your ass under the bus. I was like, it wasn't me. Stupid. It was Sylvie.
It's my stupid host who's
like,
never played a down
there.
In his life.
I didn't want to go there. He was trying to get you to say something, Mike. Don't play me. I can give you Sylvie's phone number if you want to call and yell. No, I didn't say that. But like, I felt like, and this happened at the beginning. So I had to go through the whole program, and I felt the world's most shame. Like
you
I
just
shame.
Wanted to leave, didn't
I
you?
I had shame pressing me on my shoulders to the ground.
Like, you're a guy that when you have to do it, you love doing those things. But you'd rather be on your couch. And you wanted to be on your couch to begin with. And then you had Mike Singletary scolding you.
No, he wasn't. Mike never yells. Mike did not raise his voice. He just looked at me. And in a disapproving parent way, looked at me and said, Tom.
I want winners.
No, he said, Tom, I was disappointed that the line of questioning went there. And I probably went from standing almost 6'1" to about 4'10". Like, I'm sure my shoulders slumped and my head dropped. And I was like, I mean, and then I had to go through the entire program and introduce everyone, everything. And I was just like
number
dejected.
50,
I went straight from there to the bar and grabbed the biggest scotch you've ever seen in your life.
come on now. If Singletary could be the DC, you should be the GM.
No. Mike has been the head coach of a football team. You keep saying stupid stuff 10 years removed from that interview, and you're still saying stupid
things. Has he called plays for a defense, though? Has he?
I don't know.
I just listen. Previous coaching
you're
gig?
Not going to suck me down into that rabbit hole again. No chance. Not even. I don't have a thought. Don't have a thought. Not even a comment. I'm not going to do. I'm not going to get that shame placed on me again. It was you, by the way. It was you. You asked the question.
Remember, he was the coach of the Memphis Express in 2019 of the Alliance of American Football, and then the Spring League Generals.
Don't be a jerk. Like, you threw me completely under the bus. And then I returned the favor. And I just threw you. I mean, like, it was like a little kid in class where the teacher walks up to you and say, Johnny, did you do that? And immediately pointed my finger in another direction. He did it. He did that. I didn't do that. He did that.
Narc.
And I was at home.
I had to apologize. Safety. I apologized over and over again, saying, I'm so sorry, Micah. You know I would never be disrespectful.
It's a legitimate question.
It was during the San Francisco fallout.
Okay. I get it, all you great journalists. It is a legitimate question. It didn't matter. I felt shame.
Singletary was this great leader.
Yes.
When Alonzo Spellman was in big trouble, who did they call? They didn't call the police to go help Alonzo Spellman. They called Mike Singletary to go into the house, and he delivered. So then why, when a little adversity hits the 49ers, does he feel the need to pull his pants down in the middle of the locker room? That's what it was a legitimate question. I wanted to know why.
Journalistic integrity.
Yes. Thank you, Abdallah.
I don't have any.
You're just mad because Sylvie put on his little hat and it had press written in the side.
Yeah.
And he's in my
little typewriter.
Little typewriter. And he's like, Mr. Singletary, defend yourself.
I have more, like, I have more battle scars now than I did back then. How long ago was that? Like 10 years? Like, I'm kind of a little less. You know what? With age comes calluses. I mean, I was much more probably prone to feeling shame than I am now.
You're like, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, I do care.
Like, I'm on the other side of 50.
No, I do care, but I'm just saying, like, and I knew, I'm joking, I knew it was a legitimate question. I'm just telling you that I felt so small at that event. I felt small to begin with because I'm there introducing these world champions. There's Fencic, there's Dent, there's McMichael, there's Jimbo, there's Mike Singletary. Hey, Mike, how you doing? And he walks up and just absolutely crushed me.
Did you know what he was coming up for?
Did
you have any
idea?
No. So, all right, according to Adam Johns, he's hearing that he's interviewed for the defensive coordinator's job.
Well,
Waddle will break that down.
Returned me back to that moment. Wow, I'm starting to sweat now.
Waddle will break down the possibility of Singletary as the Bears DC in Waddle's
F
world next.
You.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird.
Welcome to Waddle's World. Come inside.
Let's get weird. Let's get Let's get weird.
Yeah, let's get weird. Waddle's World brought to you by our great partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit Wintrust.com/find us. Member FDIC. I saw somebody on Twitter actually compared your perspective viewing of the Peyton and Cooper Manning kind
virtual
of
experience.
Yeah. As a paper, it's no different than a pay-per-view event.
But how many pay-per-view events are $125? Like, don't you always put that through the litmus test as, hey, how much would I pay for the Mayweather fight? I'd pay $49.99.
I think they're $99 mostly now, aren't they? Aren't pay-per-view? So you got to spend an extra $26?
Maybe I'll do it.
I think you would get great joy from it. Write it off. An expense.
Kramer over here. Write it off.
Hey, by the way, I don't know if you saw this, but Patrick Mahomes was a full participant in practice today. He remains in concussion protocol, but he was at practice. He's done well up to this point, Coach Andy Reid said of Mahomes, who does remain in NFL concussion protocol. Today, he was limited work and no contact. That's kind of what we're doing on Wednesday, so this fits in well. I guess that's the essence of a full
participant. So he was limited, not full.
Well, but I think that's what they're doing. Like, there is no contact in practice on a Wednesday as you get prepared for the AFC title game. He was listed as a full participant when the Chiefs initially released their practice report. I'm sorry. The team then later revised his status to limited. However, saying it is not allowed to list him as full because he remains in the concussion protocol.
There you go. We know where this is trending, don't we? This is trending where Patrick Mahomes is starting for the Chiefs.
By the way, today's injury update is brought to you by Rush University System for Health. Rush has been providing excellent care to patients throughout the pandemic. There's no need to delay health visits. They offer care in safe environments or virtually. Learn more at rush.edu. I was listening today before we came on. Greeny was doing his fine show, and Dan Orlovsky was on, and Bleck and I were listening to this, and I heard Dan actually say he thinks there's no doubt that Patrick Mahomes is going to be able to play. And his rationale, am I right about this, Chris? He said, I'm not a doctor, which was obvious, but I think he threw in that disclaimer because he didn't think the hit was vicious. And I said to Bleck, I said, in 2021, haven't we advanced to the point, and I'm not trying to be overly critical of Dan, and I'm not a doctor, but the severity of the actual hit isn't always a great telling of how bad the head injury could be. Like, if you don't see this massive hit, it doesn't mean that you can't suffer a pretty substantial concussion, because the concussion is actually the reverberation of your head in your brain inside your skull. It's whiplash. It's the whiplash of your brain inside your skull. So you don't necessarily need to be one of these ridiculous hits to suffer a severe, and I'm not suggesting that it is severe. I don't know the severity of it. I just thought the concept of, at this point in time, the violence of the actual hit, I don't think anymore is a good measure of how bad the brain trauma is. You understand what I'm saying?
I totally do.
It seemed kind of odd to say, well, I don't think he got, you know, he wasn't a total.
Nobody knows.
That's the point. Like, I don't remember Buster Skrine's concussion. He missed the last six games of the year, didn't he?
Right.
Now, I know he's got a history of them, but, like, I don't know that Buster Skrine, he may have, but I don't know that he had this massive collision as well.
Let me ask you this.
You got to be really careful. And I think I read a tweet that said it was some sort of medical tweet about how he got hit leads one to feel or look disoriented and have a disoriented moment.
How, after that Dallas game, you know, we joke about it, that you, all the smelling salts and everything like that. After the Dallas game, the game in which you suffered a concussion and you don't remember playing in the fourth quarter of one of your best games ever. How do you remember it all? How long after that game you didn't feel right?
No, because I don't ever recall. It's funny you asked that. I was having this conversation maybe with you guys last week. Like, I don't recall these lingering symptoms. But, like, it was the end of the year. I did have a headache. I know that. And your body was just a wreck anyway. And it just kind of, like, folded all into the same kind of feeling. But, yeah, I mean, I don't have any, like, strong memory of being, like, light bothered me for 3 weeks or anything like that.
Okay.
I do know that I got in a car and was driven to Lake Forest Hospital. My wife was in the back seat, and I asked my doctor, Dr. Munsell, who's that in the back? I didn't know it was my wife.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, she holds that against me to this day. Yeah. You didn't even know who I was. I didn't know who I was.
I was concussed.
Yeah, I didn't know who I was at that time. Okay, enough about me. Jose Quintana has been signed by the Los Angeles Angels.
Him and Joe back together.
1 year deal.
You know, it's funny because the Cubs crying poor, this would have been the perfect year for them to run it back 1 year with all these guys with 1 year deals. It would have been affordable comparatively to past contracts to just try for one more year to see what you can do with the core.
Well, I thought they advertised that, you know, this wasn't going to be part of the equation. Like, what they're doing now, I thought they openly advertised that the days of that were gone. Like, we're going to be in this great environment for years.
Right.
And listen, if I'm you, I'm a Cubs fan, I'm like more than a little bit distressed right now. Like, I don't know. Like, why shouldn't you be out there competing? Like, you should never, because of your big market situation and what your revenue stream should be, and probably still is. I don't, you know, don't get me involved in the debt servicing. Like, you should be able to, quote unquote, rebuild and compete at the same time.
I'm with you.
You should.
That's why so many Cubs fans are angry.
Yeah. Philip Rivers has announced his retirement.
Do you believe that he is going to be? We've had a lot of conversation about Romo. Do you believe he is destined for that Monday night booth? Drew Brees is going to CBS. I believe that's who he's got the deal with. And a lot of people have compared him to Dandy Don Meredith. Do you believe that this is the guy that's going to be in the Monday night
booth? I don't know. I've never heard, like, that's an interesting question, because I've never heard his name associated with wanting to be in the broadcast booth.
I've read an article like a week or two ago, maybe even a little bit longer, that said that all the networks are keeping one of the most interesting off-season acquisitions will be whether he plays or not, because he will be sought after if he wants to do it.
Yeah.
He's got like how many kids, though? He may want to be a dad. He's got like 10 kids, doesn't he?
Something like that. Do you know what I remember most? There are a lot of things to remember about Philip Rivers. Always playing in the afternoon, always throwing that late fourth quarter interception that the guys giggle about all the time. Uh-huh. What I remember most is, remember when he went to Foxborough and played in that playoff game? It may have been the AFC title game.
On one leg.
The week before he tore his ACL, and they just put that brace on it.
Yep.
And he played, and then he had the surgery.
They beat Indy the week before, didn't they?
I think so. And he tore his ACL, but played with a brace, and then had the surgery after.
Yeah. You remember, we have like a trash-talking Philip Rivers thing. Do you remember how him and Cutler hated each other when they were young players?
Yeah, when Denver
and San Diego.
Yeah.
That surprised me. I thought he was going to come back one more year, and I thought they wanted him back.
Boy, he really looked like he was shot putting the football every time he threw it. He really did.
Did you see
the list? I believe Drew Brees' wife went on social media and listed the injuries he was dealing with. Like, it wasn't just the ribs this year. There were multiple shoulder injuries.
Yeah, like
injuries,
a rotator cuff.
Rotator cuff tear and all kinds of other stuff. It was a long list. The Lions have signed Dan Campbell to a 6-year contract to be their head coach.
He came from the Saints, correct? Was he a tight end? He was a tight end, wasn't he?
He was a Saints assistant head coach and tight ends coach. Right. He played in the league for years with the Lions, didn't he?
Like two or three. He was on the 0-16 Lions team as their tight end.
So is Eric Bieniemy going to get the Houston Texans job? I mean, is that what is going on?
That's their plan, to sort of mend the fence because Deshaun Watson wanted him. Is that the plan?
Like, I haven't heard Deshaun Watson has not officially asked for a trade, and I don't believe the Houston Texans have even talked about dealing with him. So I don't know how likely that is ultimately going to be.
Depending on who trades, does Bieniemy want that job if it's not a good job anymore?
Probably not.
Well, if you get a chance to work with Deshaun Watson,
that's a given. But I'm saying, if they trade the pick and it's not to a team and they don't end up drafting one of these high-profile quarterbacks from the draft, or they don't get Tua in return or something like that, does he take the job?
Good question. It's a really good question.
I would think my value is still going to remain the same in Kansas City, and I could be – now, it hasn't gone the way a lot of people thought it would go for Bieniemy. Rod Graves is very upset, the Fritz Pollard Alliance. But I would think if you're him – that you could be a little choosy. Why would you want to go to a place that is rock bottom unless you're getting Tua?
Yeah.
Unless you're getting a star quarterback right away.
No, that's a good point. Before we take a break, Michael Brantley and the Astros have agreed to a 2-year, $32 million deal.
People wanted him to sign with the Sox. There were some Sox fans who wanted him.
When we come back, I got a couple of crazy stories, including a story about a dinosaur anus. Huh? And don't look at me like that. I actually gave you the medical term versus the other term, Abdallah, and a little something we call Florida, Ohio. This hour brought to you by Xfinity. Get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity X5.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
All right. Couple arrested after allegedly filming themselves having sex on a Ferris wheel. You heard me. A couple from South Carolina allegedly had sex on a Ferris wheel and were arrested after police found a recording of the wild ride on a porn site.
Oh, so it was an industry thing?
Eric and Lori Harmon, both 36, went for quite a spin while riding a glass gondola 187 feet in the air on the Sky Wheel in Myrtle Beach. Like, that kind of stuff happens at Myrtle Beach.
It's a big party place?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well, you're familiar with South Carolina.
Well, we went to Myrtle Beach for our senior trip in high school. That's where I told you we were all, every one of us, all seven of us. We drove down in a van. All seven of us had fake IDs, and our names were David L. Cooter, all seven of us. David L. Cooter, and our pictures, because it was one of those boards you held up, and they took a picture, and then, like, we had a buddy who was an art student, so he made the fake ID board, and they'd take pictures of all of us. But you couldn't change the name on the board. So everyone was David L. Cooter.
Couldn't he have made a couple of boards? For
oh, no,
variety?
They were very difficult. I mean, it was a long process. And we weren't very smart.
I had
so
one
by
too.
The seventh guy, we were all here. At one point, I told you the story where over the loudspeaker in the bar we all got into, the last guy in got busted. And then they you know, the bouncer kind of figured it out because he kept seeing the same name and really young people. And then over the speaker, will David L. Cooter please come to the front door? And we all just screamed down the back.
Well, but why would you? I mean, they don't know who it is if you, unless you run.
We were 18 years old. I mean, we had no.
Run to us. Let's run.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, so yeah, police said they found a video of the early January romp on popular porn sites. In the incident, Lori Harmon was also accused of urinating on two vending machines. The frisky pair were arrested.
That's a whole different genre.
They were arrested Saturday and each charged with indecent exposure and participation in preparation of obscene material. Lori was also charged with malicious injury to personal property.
Holy, wow. Yeah.
Another clip allegedly showed the couple having sex in a community pool as well.
In the community pool. Oh, bad for everyone. Bad for them, bad for the community.
I want to get to Florida, Ohio, but first I'm just going to read you the title of the article and send you to the interweb, okay?
Okay.
First preserved dinosaur butthole is perfect and unique, paleontologist says.
Oh, it's like a fossil.
Go to the interweb and figure it out. You want to play
one more time? One more time?
Okay, hold on.
Chris doesn't say we can think we can say that word again.
Nah, you already did, so.
We didn't dump it the first time, so just use your original word.
First preserved dinosaur anus is perfect and unique, paleontologist says.
Okay,
I asked about this at the last break.
What about it?
I asked about it. I was told.
Can I ask you a question?
So seriously, this is what I said to Adam. I said, dude, can I really say this? And he says to me, his response was, it's a dinosaur. Like, that is the, like, that means anything.
It's not a human one. Like, it's science, bro.
So I said to him, because it's a dinosaur, can I say that, you know, can I say is a wing ding, you know, the inappropriate word for
just
that?
Just let it be known when I'm let go from Good Karma Brands that the reason I Googled dinosaur butthole at work was for work.
You want to play a game?
Yes.
Get ready to play the game that's sweeping the nation.
Wow.
Public drunkenness. Exotic animals. Dumb criminals. Random stabbings. Or maybe just some good old-fashioned debauchery. Everything's on the table. It's the Sunshine State versus the Buckeye State as we play Florida or Ohio. And as always, listeners, feel free to play along at home.
Do you know what kind of dinosaur it was? It was a Tyrannosaurus ass.
Out. That's yourself it. Out.
No more. Yeah, no, I can't do the story anymore. Yeah. I can't
we'll be
do
back
it
in 2 minutes with more here on the Waddle and Sylvie program.